There were outages in two areas?
In stretching from the Nantucket area down to the Milliken area, we did experience some outages today.
Any idea what the source is?
We're still patrolling the lines at this time. We suspect that vegetation or some tree limbs might play a part, but at this time I couldn't confirm it as a certainty.
And that might have something to do, if I understand correctly, there were wind gusts beyond 30 miles an hour, and that could get in the way of the lines?
It certainly plays a part in that and factors in significantly. I don't have the weather information, you know, the details, but certainly the wind did play a part.
When something of this nature occurs, is it the higher priority just to make sure service is returned and then figure out what caused it later?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, restoring service and power to our customers in a safe and timely manner is without a doubt our number one priority. And making that statement, we, you know, did our absolute best to isolate the problem and to restore as many customers as quickly as possible, and then, you know, focus on those few remaining customers that are closest to the source of the problem and get them back on as well.
Is there any other information that listeners and customers would be interested in knowing about this particular set of circumstances?
Well, I would share with the customers in your audience that during an outage like we experienced today, if you're not following us on Twitter at the City of Bryan, I would suggest you do so. It's a great source of information. We try our absolute best to tweet in real time, you know, to the best of our ability, the situation and the duration and the number of customers affected in any outage. So we welcome followers on our Twitter account, and we'd also like to extend a big thank you to all those customers who did have an outage today, and we really appreciate your patience and understanding when it comes to this.